Hello everyone, this is Jake Gross, and in this podcast I'm going to show you guys how to use Pretty Parrot, a personal assistant for Windows XP. Pretty Parrot uses Text Assist for its speech synthesizer and Voice Assist for its speech recognition. And Text Assist uses the True Voice engine. And Voice Assist, I'm not sure what speech recognition engine it uses, but I think it's the speech, it's from Lerner and Hospi, like True Voice uses. So, already have XP running and the disk ISO image inserted. I'm going to type in
run dialog tidy select colon backslash setup dialog Prodi Parrot setup dialog cancel button set welcome dialog welcome to the Prodi Parrot package setup program. This program will install Prodi Parrot package on your computer. It is strongly recommended that you exit all Windows programs before running this setup program. Click cancel to quit setup, and then close any programs you have running. Click next to continue with the setup program. Warning, this program is protected by copyright law and international treaties. Unauthorized reproduction or distribution of this program, or any portion of it, may result in severe civil and criminal penalties, and will be prosecuted to the maximum extent possible under law. Next button, Alt N.
I'll press Enter.
DLG. Software License Agreement dialog. Please read the following license agreement. Press the page down key to see the rest of the agreement. Do you accept all the terms of the preceding license agreement? If you choose no, setup will close. To install Prodi Parrot package, you must accept this agreement. Edit multi-line read only. Mind me. Back button Alt B. Yes button Alt Y.
I'll press Enter.
DLG. Choose destination location dialog. Setup will install Prodi Parrot package in the following folder. To install to this folder, click Next. To install to a different folder, click Browse and select another folder. You can choose not to install Prodi Parrot package by clicking Cancel to exit setup. Next button Alt N.
I'll press Enter to accept the default folder.
DLG. Select Program Folder dialog. Program Folders. Setup will add program icons to the program folder listed below. You may type a new folder name or select one from the existing folders list. Click Next to continue. Program Folders. Edit Alt P. Selected Assistant.
I'll press Enter.
Install dialog. Would you like to install the user's guide files on your system? If not, you can still read them from your CD. Yes, I would like to install the files. Radio button checked.
I'll press Enter.
The information dialog. The documentation for this product requires Adobe Acrobat Reader version 3.0 or higher. To read the documentation, install Acrobat Reader 3.01 from the Acrobat folder of your install CD. OK button.
I'll press Enter.
Prodi Parrot Pack. Install panel dialog. Graphic.
And now it's installing. So, this is fun. I've used this program in a while, so yeah, it comes with a very unstable SAPI 4,
setup,
by the
setup,
way.
Setup, dialog, cancel button, voice assist 2.1.
And I guess I could show you guys that when we reboot the computer. Oh man, sorry guys. Oh, by the way, I had a great time at Ben's house. I'm back, as you probably can notice.
Setup dialog, cancel button. Setup dialog, cancel button. Prodi Parrot package 2.0.
So it's still installing.
Install panel dialog, graphic. Setup dialog, cancel button, text assist 2.1.
Now text assist is being installed. Oh, by the way, this this will not work on Windows 9X. So you can only install, well, you can install PortyParrot on pretty much anything, but it only really works on a Windows NT based system. I actually got it to work under NT4, at least Texas is, but I couldn't get the PortyParrot itself to work.
Setup dialog, cancel button.
Yeah.
PortyParrot package 2.0.
Because I could have installed this on Windows 2000, but yeah, I just decided to do it on XP because, you know, that's what I am used to installing it on. And on Windows 2000, I've noticed, it's just some weird things.
Setup dialog, cancel button, PortyParrot 2.0. File progress dialog, install panel dialog, traffic.
I did something. It's doing, this is finished.
Setup complete dialog, setup has finished copying files to your computer. Before you can use the program, you must restart Windows or your computer. The product registration will take place after your computer or Windows is restarted. Remove any disks from their drives, and then click Finish to complete setup. Yes, I want to restart Windows now. Radio button not checked. Yes, I want to restart my computer now. Radio button checked.
And I'm going to press Enter to restart the computer.
Unknown.
And please note that after Windows starts up, it'll probably be setting up some stuff, so NVDA probably won't start for a while, like many seconds, I don't know. So it's setting up stuff. I'm not sure exactly what it's doing, but it's currently doing some setup processes, I think. Let's just wait for NVDA to pop up. NVIDIA should be coming up by now. Not sure exactly what it's doing. This person was Wait. The heck? It did something. I'll press enter.
Set up Windows Internet Explorer 8 dialog. Welcome.
Oops.
HTTP 404. Start button desktop live.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was. Maybe it was a registration thing, and maybe Windows had to, like, make sure no other programs were running. So, anyway, I believe this is the full version we have, so, because I don't, I'm going to try opening it and see.
Start menu.
Actually, I'm going to show you the Unstable Savvy 4 first.
Synthesizer, Microsoft Speak.
Desktop, NV, Rejected Voice Settings, Voice Set.
Text Assist 2, 1 Multi-Speaker Text Assist.
Mic in Space.
Text Assist, wait, Slider 41 Altar. 100, 0, 40, 41, pitch, slider 0, alt.
100, 90, 0.
English on the desktop, listery, and synthesis, my ESP.
Anyway, that's your Cyber 4 true voice that you have there, so it's... Yeah, not very good.
Set com my all programs. Set versus window SAM with assistant. Menu pro deparate submenu.
Now let's get the part we've all been waiting for.
Menu pro deparate submenu P. Pro deparate P. There are a new snack pro deparate submenu. Pro display ground P. Treasure chest T. Pro display ground pro deparate P. Pro deparate help P. Pro deparate uninstall P. Pro deparate users guide P. Pro deparate submenu. Pro deparate P.
Oh, presenter and pro deparate.
Task blank. Welcome dialogue. This is your first time starting pro dip.
Hello. It's nice to meet you. I hope you don't mind, but I'd like to know a little more about you. Click the OK button and I'll open your user profile so that you can enter a little more about yourself.
Well, you just...
Welcome dialog, this is your first time starting Pro Deparate, and it is recommended that you supply some information about yourself. For Pro Deparate to become your personal assistant and companion, he needs to know some information about you. By knowing your name, date of birth, gender, hobbies, and other information, he can tailor his behavior to you. For example, if you provide your date of birth, he can greet you on your birthday. Please complete your user profile with as much detail as possible. However, you can modify this information at any time from the main menu. Click OK to continue and open the User Profile Properties dialog box. OK window, OK button. This is your first time starting. User Profile Properties dialog. Username, full name, nickname, internet ID, tab control, privacy tab, name tab selected.
Enter your full name and a nickname. If you don't have a nickname, just enter your first name there. That way, I'll know how to address you. When you're done, click the OK button. I'll just wait here until you're finished.
Name tab control, name tab selected. Name property page username, full name, nickname, internet ID, username, edit alt U, selected administrator.
That's fine.
Full name, edit alt F blank, J A K E space G, G space G blank, R O S S, nickname, edit alt N blank, D A T A J A K E, OK button, can help button tab control, name address tab
select. Address, well.
Name.
Let's actually
help cancel but okay.
Was okay.
Assistant control panel dialog.
Hello there. I'm Groovy. Would you like to hear more about me?
Prodi Parrot dialog. Hello there. I'm Prodi. Would you like to hear more about me? Yes button alt Y.
Now I believe you can control this with your voice, so let me actually try saying I'll press enter on yes. And I'll mute NVIDIA's speech as
can mode off.
I'll press enter.
Once again, my name is Groovy. I'm here to serve and entertain you. I can execute commands that you give me and help you navigate applications and websites. You can give me commands like voice, keyboard, mouse gesture, dropping icons on me, or clicking in a command list. I can check your email and give you news, sports, and weather reports. If you upgrade me to the full version, I can also monitor your stocks, remind you of your appointments, and even connect you with others via my Groovy phone. You can teach me to do almost anything for you. But first, you'll need to know about a few things. Take a look at the assistant control panel. It's the toolbar, with a lot of buttons. The second button, from the left, with a picture of a microphone on it, controls voice input. When you want to tell me what to do, make sure that this button is down. To hear me talk, to press the speaker output button. It's the one with a picture of a speaker on it. When you want to access the assistant control panel's main menu, click the second button from the right. From this menu, you can control all my input and output modes, train me, or adjust my properties. Now, let me tell you about some fun stuff. When you want to hear a joke, you can say tell me a joke. I can also sing you a song when you say sing a song. Also, you can say let's play and I will offer all kinds of games and other interesting diversions. If you don't want me to disturb you, you can simply tell me to go to sleep. Of course, if I'm sleeping like this. You have to say, wake up, before I can help you. I know a lot of commands. If you don't remember some, you can open a list of commands by saying, show commands. One of my favorite commands is let's talk. You should try it sometime so we can have a conversation together. If you get tired of talking to me, I can introduce you to Dr. Spatzo, a friendly psychiatrist who will talk to you about all your problems and concerns. Finally, I want to remind you to register, if you have not done so already. You will get free updates, special discounts on related products, and other cool stuff. Well, that's it for my introduction. I hope we'll have a lot of fun working together.
Let's talk.
How about a session with Dr. Spatzo?
Yes.
Okay, please wait while I get the doctor for you. Dr. Spatzo is here to help you. Please type whatever is on your mind freely. I will make sure his memory contents will be erased after you leave.
Tell me about your problems, Data Jake.
Let's see. I'm gonna turn NVDA's speech back on.
Speech mode talk.
If you have no more to say, I have other patients with him.
Hey, I'd like to live a little over here.
I don't respond to lower life forms.
This is funny.
I'm tempted to use your head for target practice.
If you were one of my patients, I would charge double.
I'll drink to that.
This is so funny. Let's type something.
WOOF.
Woof.
Data Jake said it. Woof. What are you talking about, Spatzo?
I'm lost. Could you please supply more details?
Hey,
wow.
Doc, got any advice?
New session then.
That dreams of returning to the egg?
It has been scientifically proven that birds do not think.
I don't buy this touchy-feely stuff.
Wow, it's emulating the old Dr. Space. Wow. Let me actually look in the about dialogue.
Dr. Spatzo dialogue session history. Response risk file submenu welcome help submenu tell about Dr. Spatzo. About Dr. Spatzo dialogue. Dr. Spatzo version 2.0 copyright 1999 Mindmaker Inc. Based on content in Dr. Spatzo 1.0 licensed from Creative Technology Limited. Okay, Burton, Dr.
I disagree.
We're not interested in your opinion.
Spatzo, you're a blooming genius.
This is funny. I'm just gonna close this.
Goodbye, Data Jake.
Goodbye, Spatzo.
Assistant control panel dialogue.
Tell me a joke.
I can barely hear you. Knock, knock.
Who's there? Who's there? Who's there? Sing a song.
What song would you like me to sing?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sing a song.
Michael rode the boat ashore, hallelujah. Michael rode the boat ashore, hallelujah. Do you think
that... Go to sleep. And the reason I said that is because I want to tell you guys, your voice of singing is pretty interesting.
Answer my question. All together now. Lovebird is falling down, falling down, falling down. Lovebird is falling down, my fair lady. How did you like that?
I liked it.
Hey, how's reading?
Let's talk.
Do you want me to get some information for you?
No.
Do you like movies?
Yes.
Which is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is Toy Story.
I love Rambo 2.
No,
it was quite good. Any other, I saw it too. It was really good. That one is great.
What the heck? This is... Go to sleep.
That's one of the best movies I have ever seen.
No.
Would you like to try? Would you be kind enough to repeat that?
Go to sleep.
I beg your pardon.
Let's talk.
Do you want to talk about something else?
Yes.
Do you want me to entertain you?
No.
Do you want to talk about sports?
No.
Do you want me to get some information for you?
No.
Do you want to talk about movies?
No.
Do you want to talk about computers?
Yes.
Do you have access to the internet?
Yes.
Great. You should visit my website. Do you know the address of my website?
No.
It's www.mindmaker.com. Sorry, I didn't understand you. Commands available are music, sport, Dr. Spade Show, movies, get information, play a game on computers.
Computers.
Can you program a computer?
Yes.
You must be a computer guru. Would you like to test your computer knowledge?
Yes.
Great. If you need help, you can always try to find the answers on the internet. What is the underlying protocol and service for internet-based email?
An internet service provider.
No, that's not correct. Pardon me. What is the underlying protocol and service for internet-based email?
ISP. I give up.
Please repeat that. What is the underlying protocol and service for internet-based email?
I give up.
Pardon me? What is the underlying protocol and service for internet-based email?
I give up.
Pardon me?
I give up.
What is the underlying protocol and... No. Try again or say I give up. What is the underlying protocol and service for internet-based email?
I give up.
Pardon me?
I give
what
up.
What is the underlying protocol? The answer was Simple Mail Transfer Protocol. Another question?
Yes.
What is the name for a popular client-server service that allows a computer to run software on another computer over a network?
Remote desktop.
I didn't understand. What is the name for a popular client-server service that allows a computer to run software on another computer over a network?
I give up.
No. Try again or say tell me. What is the name for a popular client-server service that allows a computer to run software on another computer over a network?
Tell me.
The answer was tell it. Another question?
Yes.
By what name is an array of characters often known?
ASCII?
No, that's not correct. Try again or say I don't know. By what name is an array of characters? Pardon me?
I don't know.
By what name is it? The answer was string. Another question?
Yes.
What is the name for a set of wires used to transfer data between computer components?
Network?
I didn't understand. What is the name for a set of wires used to transfer data between computer components?
I don't know.
The answer was bus. Another question?
Yes.
What does the T stand for in FTP?
Transfer.
Yep, that's correct. FTP stands for File Transfer Protocol. Another question?
Yes.
What is the name of the most commonly used local area networking LAN technology?
Ethernet. Tell me.
What was that? The answer was Ethernet. Another question?
Yes.
What is the systems person in charge of the computer called?
Administrator.
Yes, well done. Another question?
Yes.
What is memory called which can be read but not changed and is not lost when the power is turned off?
Read-only memory.
Please repeat that. What is memory called which can... What was that? What is memory called which can be read but not changed and is not lost when the power is turned off?
Read-only memory.
Yes. You are not just a pretty face. Another question?
Yes.
What is the general name for a computer that shares its resources?
Server.
Yes, well done. Another question?
Yes.
Who founded Microsoft?
Bill Gates.
Yes, that's right. In 1975, Bill Gates and Paul Allen founded Microsoft. Another question?
Yes.
What is 10 to 24 kilobytes usually called?
A megabyte.
Yes, megabyte is correct. Another question?
Yes.
What is the name of the basic unit of data which travels a network, such as the internet?
File. I give up.
What was that? No, that's not correct. Try again or say I don't know.
I don't know.
What is the name of the base? The answer was packet. Another question?
Yes.
What is the portion of a program where a variable can be used?
Tell me.
The answer was scope. Another question?
Yes.
What device is used to input and output sound?
Sound card.
Yes, sound card is correct. Another question?
Yes.
What device converts images to a digital format?
Screen.
Please repeat that. What device converts images to a digital format?
Display.
No. Try again or say tell me.
Tell me.
What device? The answer was scanner. Another question?
Yes.
What does the R stand for in RAM?
Random.
No. Try again or say I give up. What does the R stand for in RAM?
Random.
Good answer, you're right. RAM is random access memory. Another question?
Yes.
What is the name of a popular client server service that provides access to news groups?
CompuServe.
No. Try again or say I give up.
I give up.
What is the name of a pop? No, that's not correct.
I give up.
Try again or say I don't know. No, that's not correct.
I don't know.
Try again or say I don't know. The answer was Usenet. Another question?
Yes.
What do you call a computer system that transfers data between networks that use the same protocol?
Unknown.
I don't know.
The answer was router. Another question?
Yes.
What company introduced the first microprocessor?
I don't know.
The answer was Intel. In 1971, Intel introduced the first microprocessor. Another question?
Yes.
What is another name for the size of an array?
I don't know.
The answer was dimension. Another question?
Yes.
Which one of these languages, C++, Lisp, Erlang, or Java, models first order logic?
I don't know.
The answer was Erlang. Another question?
Yes.
What is the name for a formal set of rules and formats used to allow computers to communicate with each other?
I don't know.
The answer was protocol. Another question?
Yes.
Who founded Netscape?
I don't know.
The answer was Mark Andreessen. Mark Andreessen founded Netscape in 1993. Another question?
Yes.
What is the name of the operation used to initialize an object?
I don't know.
The answer was constructor. Another question?
Yes.
What is the name of software that translates source code of a high-level language into binary code used by the CPU?
Compiler.
Yes, compiler is correct. Another question?
No.
I don't know what to say about that. What do you want to do now?
Go to sleep.
What was that? I didn't hear you.
Go to sleep.
Okay, I was getting a bit tired.
Okay, so this is a... Wow, this program is awesome. I mean, it just had to spend time, you know, answering questions and, you know... Honestly, this program taught me some interesting things about computers, but this program was made in, like, 1999, so, you know, it might be out. Some of it might be outdated, but hey, some of it's still quite useful information. This can be found in the old software sense folder on my site. It's called protopair.iso. It's about 55 megabytes in download size. So, you know, let's see.
Assistant control panel, desktop list.
See you again, data, Jake.
Yeah, let's see. Let's load the example text assist file.
Control set reset reset on my all programs. Set pro window ISAM submorph op I'm highest technology media run win win remote assist out instant start end games sucks win windows cassette win SAM sub window eyes assistant pro deparat sub menu text assist menu demo text D taskbar demo text so email to demo text 1 of 2 demo text notepad F file sub menu alt F demo text note control set rehearsal tilt in the width of hyper personal effect all program set assistant window eyes sub SAM Sorpheus sub optional application IBM house est early media bundle window remote out internet star NV games successor window successor win win set program assistant sub menu pro deparat sub text demo text D text assist D assist attack blank text demo text no demo text no demo text icon 3 of 3 text assist, unknown, demo text, notepad, edit, text assist, icon 1 of 3, demo text, notepad, demo text, icon, demo text, fold, demo text, notepad, edit.
Operate Control Shift P to make it read.
This is a demonstration of some of the capabilities of Text Assist, the text-to-speech product from MindMaker. Text Assist was originally introduced by Creative Labs for the Sound Blaster product family.
Which I have.
MindMaker's version of Text Assist works with any multimedia audio hardware and supports multiple languages.
Which I had
this
them.
This version of Text Assist uses the LMH True Voice Engine. Text Assist can be used as a utility and, through its API, can be integrated into any Windows application.
I can see an NVIDIA add-on coming.
Text Assist supports embedded commands that can be inserted into a text in order to change the voice, pitch, duration, and other speech parameters.
Yay.
Are you ready for a demo?
Yes, I am.
Well, let's get going. Hello, 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 hello. Text Assist comes with several predefined voices that vary in pitch, resonance, creakiness, breathiness, speed, and other features. Hello, this is Bill.
Hello, my name is Frank.
Hi, this is Harry.
Nice to meet you, I'm Rita.
Hi, my name is Kit.
Hello, my name is Johnny.
You can select which of the voices you want text-to-assist to read with. You can also adjust the voices, and even create new voices. Text-to-assist supports real-time audio parameters such as balance echo and inverse echo, which can be used to place the speaker in space and make the sound more natural. Listen. Now I'm here. Now I'm there. I'm lost in a cave and I can't get out.
Finally, let me sing you one of my favorite English songs. What shall we do with that drunken sailor? What shall we do with that drunken sailor? What shall we do with that drunken sailor? Early in the morning, way, and up your rises, way, and up your rises, way, and up your rises, early in the morning.
Well, I guess that's enough for now. If you would like more information about using text-to-assist, please consult the text-to-assist user's guide or the online help.
Wow.
Text-assist.
Let's actually go in the control panel of text-assist.
Context menu, toolbar, language, text filter, subtext, assist property, dictionary, text assist property, text assist, stop playing, play text, edit read only, alt B, selected, shift control B. Stop, play, pause, stop, tab, control, hotkey, real time, para. Re 100, side 100, side 100, 150, side 0, side 0, side reset button, alt R. OK button, cancel burst, text, context, tool, text, filter, subtext, assist property, dictionary, edit, voice editor, V. Voice editor, save as, voice combo box, still alt V.
And,
Fragile.
I'm gonna press alt P to play these.
Hello, this is how my voice sounds. Hello, this is how my voice sounds.
Same as that, but remove test grouping. Close button alt, test grouping. Stop button alt D. Speak.
Oh, there.
Close button, help button, voice grouping. Voice combo mod Frank.
I press alt, play to pay this.
Hello, this is how my voice sounds.
Harry.
Hello, this is how my voice sounds.
Johnny.
Hello.
Hello, this is how my voice sounds.
Kit.
Hello, this is how my voice sounds.
Rita.
Hello, this is how my voice sounds.
Timmy.
Hello, this is how my voice sounds.
Wendy.
Hello, this is how my voice sounds.
Apparently you can access the control panel. That's like where there are a whole bunch of parameters, but kind of hard to access it.
Bill. Same as. Add. Button alt D. Same as. Remove test group test edit speak button. Close button. Help button. No next. No cluster test. Remass. Voice com. Voice grouping. The voice editor. A graphic redo. No previous. System. Smook. Close C. Text assist. Unknown. Taskbar. Desktop list.
Windows. On desk.
So. Wow. That podcast was much longer than I expected to be, because Prody Pair is so addicting, to be honest. I mean, you could have hours of fun with it. It's so fun, as you probably could tell from this podcast. Wow, this is probably going to be the longest podcast I ever did. So, if you guys want to contact me with anything related to any of the podcasts I've done, you can email me at dataje@gmail.com. You can find me on audiogames.net as datajake1999. And you can find me on Skype as datajake9999. So I'll see you guys in my next podcast. Bye.